Good morning, everybody. Let's pray, and then we will get the message from Jesus Christ this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for giving us opportunity to come to your house and have quiet time, hear the word, and also spend time for intercession. We believe that the Holy Spirit already come in this place. That's why we put ourselves into your hand. Please lead and guide us so we will know your will and do your will. Then your name will be glorified through our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read one verse. First Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians chapter 13. We read verse 13. As you know that nobody like 13, but we read 1 Corinthians 13:13, and this is the best verse. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. A short introduction about this verse. As we know, if we read all the book of 1 Corinthians, we can see that from chapter 12 to 14, Paul talked about spiritual gift. Chapter 12 to 14, spiritual gift. And then as we know that people in Corinthians, they have different thinking about spiritual gift. They thought that there are some higher spiritual gift, and then the other is lower. That's why they're so proud if they can speak in tongue. That's why in chapter 12, Paul tell them about spiritual gift, and then till chapter 14. But very important, in between chapter 12 till 14, when Paul talked about spiritual gift, Paul put something that not regarding spiritual gift. That is love. Paul used 13 verse to write about what is love. And then he said, love, the greatest of this is love. What the main message that Paul want to tell us? Brothers and sisters, short explanation, I just want to tell you that we always think about spiritual gift. Sometimes we think about, I don't have too much, I have too less, I can do and I cannot do anything. But in this verse, Paul want to tell us, even you don't have any spiritual gift, but you still can do something. Why? Because we have love. So brothers and sisters, without love, you do nothing. But with love, you do everything. That's why this morning message, I said, love never fail. Let's see the greatest example about love. Luke chapter 23. Luke 23, verse 40 to 43. But the other answered and rebuked him, said, do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deed. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. Is there anybody see that Jesus shared something? Look, is there, see Jesus said something about this experience? Do we see about Jesus preaching about paradise in this verse? Or do we see Jesus doing some ministry? The answer is no. Jesus didn't do anything. My question is, why this prisoner said, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom? The reason, because this guy see the greater love from Jesus Christ. How can I say like this? If we read verse 34, but Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The word that Jesus spoke out is love word. I mean, nobody can say like this. Jesus did it. Jesus saw his love even on the cross. Because Jesus saw his love on the cross, so this guy repents from sinner to believer. Brothers and sisters, no sharing, no preaching, no doing anything, but Jesus bring one bad guy come and believe him. That's why I said love never fail. I just come back from Taipei, and compare Hong Kong. We love Hong Kong than Taipei. Yeah, food, everything like that. But I get something from this holiday. I met my friend, and then he bring us go everywhere in Taipei. But not only for holiday, he also shared something to me, and then brought me go to jail to visit someone in the jail. So I do prison ministry in Taipei. And then he shared something. He said that you will visit this guy. Unfortunately, the name of this guy same with me. You will see Pak Selamat, same name with me. And then after I visit this, and this guy was from Boyolali, and then from Simo, the same city that last week I just come back. And then this guy, now he is believer. And my friend said to me, how this guy can believe Jesus Christ? The reason this guy go to jail because he killed someone. And then he got punished 14 years. And then in the jail, his father-in-law in the village asked his wife to marry again with another guy. So you can imagine how angry he is. And he said, when I go back to Indonesia, I want to kill two more people. My wife and my father-in-law. Every time my friend visit him, no conversation, no gospel. My friend just bring ayam goreng. You know ayam goreng, fried chicken. Every time come fried chicken or beef rendang. Just visit, hey, how are you? This Indonesian food, give it to him. This Indonesian food, give it to him. Oh, this some coffee. You can drink coffee. I good? Okay, can I pray for you? Yes and no. Every time like this. One day, this guy give his daughter mobile phone number to my friend so that my friend can have communication with his daughter at Indonesia. Okay? His daughter thought his father talk with her, but his father cannot hold mobile phone. And then from this communication, my friend sent some money because his daughter need money for study. And then after his daughter get the money, and his daughter write a letter. That letter sent to his father. His father read, "Thank you, Papa, for giving some money." His papa said, "How can I give you some money? I don't have money." And then when my friend come, "Hey, did you send some money to my daughter?" "Ah, yes. Don't say like that. We are friends." You know, after that moment, this guy changed. And my friend can go more deeply in communication. After go more deeply, and then my friend shared the gospel. And he received Jesus Christ. He received Jesus Christ. And then when I met this guy, I said something, and I can see that his knowledge about Jesus Christ is deep. When I talk, "Did you read the book of gospel, the book of John?" "Yes, I did. I read the book of John. And then from this book, I know that Jesus is Son of God. Jesus is 100% man, and Jesus is 100% God." Oh, my goodness. And then his face already changed. And he said to me, "I love my family." "Yeah, I can understand they leave me, but I love my family. I don't want to kill them more." Brother and sister, a killer believe Jesus Christ, from hate become love, because he get real love from Jesus Christ. I learned something from my friend, that love never fail. Another sharing. I get a lot of spiritual sharing in this journey. Another sharing. A housemate, she was sick, and then she need blood transfusion. And then the employer give blood to their maid. The employer give the blood for this sister. Usually, when I heard one sister sick, and then the employer try to kick out, "Don't work to me," try to kick out, and then break the contract. But this employer, when she know her maid was sick, and then this employer give the blood so that the helper can recover. And then after she receiving the blood, her friend give comment, "Oh, you just have blood transfusion. From whom? From Christian people." "Oh, your blood now unholy." "Why?" "Because they eat pork. And then their blood contain pork. Because their blood contain pork, so your blood now unholy. So what should I do?" And her friend said, "I don't know." "Okay, I know what should I do. Because my blood now contain pork, so it's better for me to follow my employer. Because what I know, that this blood not contain pork, but her blood contain love. Because her blood contain love, so they give it to me. That's why I still can live." And then after that experience, the helper now believes Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, love never fails. Even you cannot do anything, even you don't have any spiritual gift, if you still have love, you can do greater things. Today, the world needs this kind of love. The love that comes from heaven. The love that Jesus already gave it to us and we need to share to other people. How should we do? I love to see the God in first floor. The God in first floor. He really nice guy. Why? He knows who are espier, who are not. That's why when I came the first to this morning, I'm the first one who came at SP. He said, nobody upstairs. And I said, no problem, I have the key. Nobody upstairs. He know who is espier, who are not. And then if some espier seldom go to EMP and he said, you just coming. Where are you in these 2 weeks? So he know us and he always smile. Brothers and sisters, good example. Always smile. Did we give our smile to our God in first floor? Say something? Do something? Yeah, we need to give our smile. But be careful, don't to give to wrong people. If you give your smile to wrong people, then you will have problem. We give our smile to show our love. We go outside, prison ministry, outreach everywhere. We do it. And our principle is love never fail. It takes 1 year, 2 years. If you consistent, then I can tell you, one day you will see that your love changes other life. Because Jesus gives us good example. No preaching, no teaching, no testimony. He just show his love to the person on the cross. And then that person believe Jesus Christ. Jesus do it. My friend do it. And we all in this place can do it. And we can see that love never fail. Let's pray. When the last time you share your love to unbeliever, or maybe it is a good question for us, when the last time you say something, talk something to unbeliever, to tell them that Jesus loved them. Brothers and sisters, it's too long for us just sitting in the church, have good communication with Christ and with believer. But you need to know that Jesus wants us to share his love through us, through our life, through unbeliever. This not talk about give. This is talk about your desire. If you have God love in your heart, you need to share it for unbeliever, so that they may know that Jesus loved them. I remember one Sunday school song. In this song, tell us, Jesus loved me, this I know. And then the other part talk, yes, Jesus loved me. But yes, Jesus also loved you. Because Jesus loved me, that's why I need to make it to other people so they also know Jesus loved them. Stand up and then go and then share God's love to other people. And I will tell you, love never fail.
Stretches to the sky, and in your righteousness is like the mighty mountain. Yeah, your justice flows like in the Let's just take some time just to reflect on the love of God. And, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." So let's just take some time reflecting on the cross and on Christ and that sacrifice. Because that's the only way we will be compelled to love one another, just as Christ has loved us. Let's just spend some time in meditation. And with that same heart of love, let's pray for those who are going through cancer, chemo, and looking for transplants. If you just pray for them and let the love of God swell up in your heart as you pray for them. And let's just cover them with our prayers. And next, let's pray for those family and friends or colleagues who are unwell but are not saved yet. They're pre-believers. So let's just lift them up in prayer and cover them, that they will come and even through their sickness, that they will encounter Jesus and receive the greatest healing of all. And let's lift up those who
are ill. We have a lot of people who've been up there, but let's not lose heart. Let's continue to intercede for them and lift them up in prayer. Just an update, Pete Carroll is still in hospital. The doctors are just wondering what to do. Her case is quite a rare case of miscarriage. So if you could just continue to cover her and the Sim family, Pastor Eugene and Elijah. And next is those who are unemployed or are looking for a new job. So let's cover them. Some of these people have been waiting for a long time. So let's just pray in this time of waiting that they will really come to know God in a new way. And in this waiting period, that God will continue to refine them as a person as He prepares them for the next stage in their life. And for our daily focus, we have the mission focus, the education ministries, SP families and marriages, as well as the SP weekend activities. Just on the topic of love, let's just pray that, you know, in this Indonesia, Singapore, that the love of Christ will just really invade every single place, every person. Let's pray in the education ministries that the teachers will minister with love and the love of Christ will stand out from these ministries, as well as families and marriages. And in the SP weekend and activities in our church, let's pray that our church will be a place of love, that people will come and feel the love of Christ through the people they meet. So let's just pray. Lord God, we just thank you for today on the reminder of that the love is greatest of all, Lord God. And that is how you reached out to us, Lord, with your love for this world, Lord, for us, Lord God, so that we can come back to the place of intimacy with you. And I pray, God, that in our lives, oh God, that your love will compel us to go and do things, to be bold and step out in faith and reach out to those who really need love, Lord God, because often the people that are the most broken are the ones that we try to avoid. But God, I pray that we will come with that heart of love and really recognize, Lord God, those who need your healing, Lord God. And I pray also that we will, as you had died for us, as Jesus died for us, that we will no longer live for ourselves, but we'll live for you, Lord, and that we will be that open Bible, Lord, that we'll be that open book, that people can see the message of the cross and the message of love, Lord God, that you have shown us, Lord. So, God, I pray that you'll continue to refine us and change us every day, that we'll be your ambassadors on this earth, Lord God. And that on behalf of you, Lord God, that we will show this world what it means, Lord God, to follow you and to be your children, Lord God. Yeah, we thank you, God, for your love, for your faithfulness. Lord God, we are so grateful for all that you have done in our lives. I pray all these things in Jesus' name.